This 4th of July, celebrate freedom from bad sleep at Sleep Outfitters. Right now, save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses from the brands you know and trust. Plus, with select Sealy purchases, get a free adjustable base to help you sleep cooler, deeper, and more comfortably. Not sure which mattress is right for you? Our exclusive bed match diagnostic technology helps match your body to the perfect mattress in just minutes. And get free white glove delivery and setup, plus our lifetime price guarantee and 0% interest financing. Hurry into Sleep Outfitters. These deals won't last.
Hashbonthis Neil Prendeville at Red FM. Cora O'Brien.
This is the story that kicked off over the weekend. Dublin Zoo put up an advert online used James Patrice and his character Malahide Mammy as the character of the campaign. It is a campaign, and you know, to be absolutely accurate about the wording of it, it's a campaign to allow mothers to enter Dublin Zoo free of charge. And of course, there's been a bit of a backlash to this. The actual ad itself said words along the lines of "Mammies go free." But of course, it is the character of James Patrice dressed as his character, Malahide Mammy. I think, actually, because I was looking at different videos of Malahide Mammy over the weekend, she's a woman by the name of Carol. So Dublin Zoo announced "Mammies go free" on Mother's Day. Not everybody was happy about this. It's interesting because we shared it at the weekend, asking for people's thoughts on this, because there was a bit of an online backlash against Dublin Zoo, who came out then and issued a statement saying that they were disappointed that some people would be unhappy with it. Others were wondering, is this the new modern interpretation of an Irish mammy? And amongst them was TD Ken O'Flynn from Independent Ireland. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. Have you subsequently said that some sections of the media have been misrepresenting or misframing what you were trying to say?
Well, this isn't about, you know, I've had plenty of emails this morning to wake up to calling me homophobic, which I find rather ironic considering my own situation.
Well, as a gay man, that wouldn't really sit very well with you, I think.
Well, look, you know, so that tells you how invested some people are that they want to call your names before they...
Why are you upset? Why are you upset about this?
Neil, I'll be straight with you. I have been contacted by a number of people over the weekend, from probably about Saturday afternoon on. I've received countless amounts of emails from people and text messages saying, have you seen this? This is wrong. This is unfair. I've met with several people, mothers, who are upset by it, who are perturbed by it, who found it very offensive. I find it offensive myself, to be honest, Neil.
Why?
You know, you're looking at a man in a dress with a big a beard on him, and that's meant to represent a mother. Now, I love and adore my mother. I think most of us actually do out there, right? The one day that we have for Mark, and we should be doing it every day, but the one day that we have marked in the calendar is Mother's Day, to celebrate them, to thank them for everything they've done for us, to thank them for giving birth to us, to thank them for raising us. There's many a woman out there who didn't give birth to a child but raised children, and who needs to be celebrated as well. And a lot of people, the one thing that was coming through in the emails and the messages to me was, is that what you think of us? Is that what my role as a mother is reduced to? A drag artist?
Why can't people see the funny side of it? Or the lightheartedness of it? I mean, anybody that's old enough who can walk upright knows that this is just a bit of guerrilla marketing. It's just a bit of a laugh.
Well, it is. At whose expense, though? At the mothers of this nation? Whose expense is it at? Like, Neil, we've already had a situation where government tried to take the word mother out of the Constitution. We've had a situation where women's rights are being eroded every day when it comes to changing rooms, when it comes to prison spaces, when it comes to safe spaces.
They're all serious issues. Don't get me wrong, but this isn't, though.
It's a very serious issue, because this is once again showing that women have no value, and it's replacing them with men. And if you wanted something lighthearted and something funny, and you wanted a funny campaign, why couldn't you use a comedic woman for that role? There's plenty of great talented Irish women out there that could play the role as a mammy. I'll give you the counter-argument to this, Neil. I'm sick to death of reading stuff from particular groups who will go out and say, unless you're a gay actor, you can't play the part of a gay role. And they'll campaign against that. And they'll say, don't go to this movie, or don't support that particular movie, or don't support that particular theatre.
Well, you're throwing a load of things into the washing machine now and turning it on. You've broadened the argument and the discussion much further than just James Patrice as Malahide Mammy. No, let me make that. Let me just at least.
There's an agenda here. And further to that agenda, Neil, let me just get this point across. Why did they have a picture of a toddler with a rainbow flag on his face?
Okay, now I did see that. Now, did you AI check that to be real?
They've taken that down. I've digitally mapped it, so it does come from the Dublin website, the Dublin Zoo website, and does come from their website.
Okay, so this is a mammy with a small girl in a chair at the table. I think they're doing arts and crafts. And she has painted the gay pride colours on the child's forehead.
That was all part of the one campaign.
Yeah. But that's another bit of guerrilla marketing to get Dublin Zoo noticed.
Well, they're certainly after getting noticed, and they're certainly after offending a lot of women up and down the country who sacrificed, who struggled, who did everything they could for their children, and then they're being reduced to the role of, you're only a bit of fun. Your role as a mother doesn't count. Your role as a woman doesn't count. Your role as the foundation, bedrock of society doesn't count. That's what it's telling people, and that's what people are telling me. But that's why people are telling me they're offended, they're upset about it, and they're perturbed about it.
But hold on a second.
I stood with mothers down in Besborough, and one woman came over to me, and she was telling me her story of Besborough, and she said, by the way, she said, thanks for bringing back up the story about the zoo as well. She said, I was very offended by it.
Did she say why she was offended?
Because for the very reasons I've outlined, Neil, it's because we have a situation where an Irish mammy is being portrayed as a comical figure, as a man with a beard in a dress.
But I got lots of texts as well. Now, I did, some were critical, don't get me wrong, but others were, these were like men, Dennis says, Irish people used to have a sense of humour.
Well, you know, Neil, maybe 20 years ago it might have been considered funny, but I think there's a lot more things that are after changing in the world actually to make it far more serious and far more sinister than what it is. And I have to say, I think, you know, we've gone through a situation where we've had two referendums where they tried to remove the word mammy out of our mother out of the constitution. We've had a situation here in this country where we have women's rights being eroded left, right and centre, and people are sick to death of it.
And
they find it offensive and they find it upsetting. And I have to say to you, Neil, I think there's plenty of other very talented female comedians out there if you wanted to make a funny...
Would there have been the same criticism, the likes of your good self, if it was Brendan O'Carroll, for instance? If it had been Mrs. Brown?
Yeah, but what's the difference? It's still a man in a dress. Portraying the role of a mother. Like, I can switch off Mrs. Brown if I want to on the television, right? I have that choice. But when there's a family event being advertised as this is family friendly, this is a man in a dress, and this is what we think of women, is being portrayed here. And that's where people are offended from.
If they can't see the lighthearted side of it or have a sense of humour.
This is not me not having a sense of humour. I think I've met James Patrice, he's a very nice gentleman. That's fine, but I think there's a time and a place for his type of show. I know he has a social media challenge, and that's how he portrays this character. And that's all very well, but that's my choice to see it. But I don't think it has a place for an institution such as Dublin Zoo to say that that's what we've reduced the thought of women down to.
Yeah.
And many, many people throughout the country were very offended by it.
You can't see the lighthearted side of it at all, that really it's an opportunity for all men to dress as women and everybody to get into Dublin Zoo for free, no?
Well... Neil, if you want to go off and dress as a woman to get into Dublin Zoo, off you go.
I can kind of see. I understand, like, that, you know, people are upset about it. Don't get me wrong in that regard. And maybe, Dublin Zoo need to rethink their advertising campaigns going forward because it's become a divisive campaign.
I would have thought something like Dublin Zoo was meant to be family friendly and was meant to be all inclusive to families and everybody. So I don't know.
Dublin Zoo should be all inclusive to everybody, whether they're gay, straight, trans, drag, whatever.
But the only group that they're being dismissive of right now is the women of Ireland and the mothers of Ireland. That's the only group that they're being disrespectful to while trying to pander to other groups.
How do you know they're trying to pander to other groups? They're just using a well-known character in the shape of James Patrice. It could equally have been Brendan O'Carroll in an advertising
campaign. There's a sequence here if you look through why are the why is the advertiser decided to pick up a toddler with a rainbow flag? All of this sort of
because
stuff,
maybe right? maybe the message should go out at a very young age. The children grow up to be tolerant of everybody's sexual presence, everybody's sexual preference. And if we can teach them that at a young age, they won't grow up to be calling gay people or people dirty, filthy names by virtue of the colour of their skin. That's possibly the reason.
That's fine, but leave that to the educators. Leave that to the parents. Leave the parents make decisions about how you want your child educated. Prejudices are learned, Neil, and that's learned in the home and it's learned in the schools. I don't think it's up for Dublin Zoo to be preaching to anybody anything on this. But what I will say to you, going back to the original argument, it's about a lot of women feel very disrespected and very offended. In particular, which is one day that we celebrate for our mothers.
Okay, what about Dublin City? What about Dublin women's...
Quite repugnant.
Okay, repugnant. Okay, it's a strong word. What about, say, for instance, the mini marathon? Say, Dublin mini marathon and the Cork mini marathon, women's mini marathon, which are both open and anybody who identifies as a woman can run. Would you have an issue with that, for instance?
I'm very clear on these things, right? And this is what I believe, and I don't apologise to anyone for it, right? I believe that there shouldn't be men in women's dressing rooms. I believe there shouldn't be men in women's toilets. I don't believe there should be men in sports. I don't believe there should be men put into women's prisons. I don't believe that men should be allowed, who identify as women, be allowed to enter women's refuge shelters.
I'm not asking about that. I'm asking about, say, for instance...
But I'm answering.
These are fun... But like I say, the marathons, the mini-marathons are fun events. I don't think... forgive me, but I don't believe it's supposed to be competitive. It's a bit of fun, right? But anyone who identifies as a woman can run in them.
I'm not going to stop anyone donating to breast cancer running in the mini-marathon, okay? That's fair enough.
Okay. What about, for instance, the Rose of Tralee that would be open to trans people or people who identify as women?
But somebody said to me last night, the world is in a shambles. Have we gone this far that we're now accepting the madness of the fact that, there's only an XY chromosome and an X chromosome. There's only a man and a woman. I'll admit there is 1 in 6 million chance of actually being born intersex, right? So that is a possibility. But the reality, Neil, is the biological fact and the biological reality is that you're born either male or female.
What happens then, say, for instance, if someone or a young person or a teenager feels they're trapped in the wrong body?
Yeah, but I don't mind how anyone lives their life, right? You can do whatever you like. It doesn't matter to me, but you have to have the reality of life and the reality of biology behind you as well, right? No, and you can go off and you can live your life wherever, whatever way you like. I'm not going to interfere with that one shape or form. But don't expect me when you're standing there in a dress and a beard, right? And you're saying I'm a woman. You know that's bizarre sort of stuff, and we're feeding into this lunacy all the time. It doesn't make a tack of sense to me.
Even when this is supposed to be comedic or having a sense of humour. What did Dublin Zoo say? Because you did get in touch with them.
Yeah, I did get in touch. I've written to them and I've asked them to explain exactly what they mean by that this character betrays Irish life and betrays Irish culture. Because as I see the Irish people, is that we have an awful lot of culture and an awful lot of tradition here, going back from our patron saint of St. Bridget and pagan goddesses and all that sort of stuff. They could have been picked as well. Mother Nature herself could have been picked as something would have been far more fitting to my mind for Dublin Zoo.
Okay.
But look,
they haven't come back to you then, is it?
They've come back with that wishy-washy response saying they're disappointed, but that people are annoyed.
Okay, so and I just want to ask you before you go, because you are a gay man, all right, and a married gay man, and happily so, and I'm delighted with that. But there was a time
There's times he gives out to me.
Well, that's normal. That's part of a healthy relationship. But I can tell you there was a time. That I'm sure you can remember. I'm certainly much older than you are, and I can remember the persecution that gay men got down through the years, up to being unsafe on the streets and being beaten up and called offensive names. But the world changed now, right? And thanks be to God, we don't have so much of that. The Catholic Church previously, and I think you would call yourself a Christian, were very anti-gay men or lesbian women. They called them an abomination. It was a sin. You could be excommunicated. See how all that has changed. As society has moved on, don't you think that maybe, considering what went on with gay men back in the day, you should know that society is about change and needs to embrace everybody?
But as I said to you, Neil, I don't give...
Because of the experiences of gay men from the past.
Well, my experience has always been positive, I have to say. Cork people are very welcoming and very open.
Yeah, but there was a time, up to and including the Catholic Church. You know? Now, that's what I'm saying.
But I can only... tell you on my experience of that, okay? My experience has always been very positive, thank God. Okay, and I've heard other people having very bad experiences, and I've heard them on your show and different shows over the years, and I feel very sorry for that. And I wish everyone had the good experience that I had in life, okay? But what I will say to you, and going back to what I said, I don't mind what anybody does in the privacy of their own home or how they choose to live their life. It's not about that. It's about, going back to the Dublin Zoo issue, it's about offending people, mothers and women in society. That's what it's about.
Okay.
So as I say to you, as a gay man, yeah, I live my life as a gay man. I'm very, very happy as a gay man. I'm not quite sure why that even comes into the argument.
Because I'm saying there was a time when there was a lot of persecution and hatred and pushback in society, a bit like there is now with, say, what the LGBTQ would get, or a trans man, or a trans woman would get, or non-binary options.
And one thing to throw on this, okay? Because being a gay man, right, is a sexual, is how I'm wired sexually, okay?
Yeah.
There you go. So it's a sexual preference, or that might sound offensive to some people, but it is.
Well, it shouldn't.
That's the best way to describe it, I suppose, you know? But what I will say is that, you know, there's plenty of medical evidence of why people are gay and all this, and plenty of arguments and the whole lot, right? But, you know, there's a big difference in what I'm saying. I'm saying that biologically, there can only be one man and one woman, X chromosomes and XY chromosomes. Everything else after that is superfluous to the fact.
Okay, but if somebody is trans and does decide how they live. But what if they're persecuted in their head that they really are not living the life that they want to live?
But that's up to them to change.
That could be chromosomal as well, couldn't it?
But I'm not saying, well, you know, there's professors that could argue far better than you and I, but I'm not saying that you can't live your life as you know, dress as a man in a dress or a woman in a suit or whatever.
No, I mean, I don't think anybody wants a rapist, a man who's a rapist claiming to be a woman and going into a woman's prison. I understand an extreme.
Or a changing room. And bear in mind, Neil, there are people now, right, that are refusing to take refuge, women refusing to take refuge because they're put into spaces where there's men inside there identifying as women in women's refuge centres. It's happening in Cork, it's happening in Dublin.
Yeah, but this is...
That's what I'm against.
This is a bit of fun, like, this is just a character, not unlike if it had been Brendan O'Connor.
Well, look, ask the mammies of Ireland.
Okay.
Are you happy with men in a dress portraying you as a mother?
Okay, men with a beard in a dress.
Do you think that they could have got a different character? There's plenty of great...
Like a mammy, is it? Like a real mammy?
There's plenty other characters out there, women characters, female characters, that could have taken on that role very, very quickly and promoted Dublin Zoo in a very positive light.
Okay, listen.
Or you could have gone for a different campaign and taken a photograph of a hard-working woman who's out working and supporting her children as well. You could have used that photograph as well.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have had the same... It wouldn't have had the same impact, you see. This is about impact.
But isn't there fantastic mothers out there that sacrificed everything for their children?
Yes.
And shouldn't their stories be told? Not diminished.
But it would be a very dull campaign. We wouldn't be talking about it. Dublin Zoo wouldn't be getting all of the hits.
I'm sorry, it's not exciting enough for you. But I think those stories of women who sacrificed and gave up everything for their children are fantastic.
I said an advert marketing that would not be exciting enough to get interaction with people. That's the point I make.
You can be exciting in your marketing, but you don't have to be offensive.
Okay.
And you don't have to alienate half the country.
Okay, well, let's get the thoughts of people. And thank you for that, Ken. I appreciate, as always, you coming on air. At least you're always willing to back up your feelings, your sentiments and your thoughts. Tash Bontis, Neil Prendeville, Red FM. Cora O'Brien.